Welcome again to the Highland Formation Podcast. My name is Dana Kinnemer, but the kids know me as Teacher Dana. I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's breathe in the peace of God and breathe out the love of Christ. I love that we speak the words of the Lord's Prayer every Sunday when we gather together. Let's speak them now together aloud. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We've been writing the words of Deuteronomy 6:4-9 on our hearts. Join me in speaking these words together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today's reading is from Acts 1:11. This is the story of when Jesus ascended into heaven and gave his apostles the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit. They watched him disappear into the clouds. I will be reading Mariko Clark's paraphrase of this text from the Book of Belonging, a truly lovely Bible storybook. After they spent many joyous days together, he led them outside the city. Lifting up his scarred hands, which they had seen, spread wide to embrace the whole world, he told them many true and beautiful things. He looked in their eyes and reminded them of God's true names for them: beloved, belonging, and delightful. This has all been part of God's dream of belonging come true. I want to share that dream with the whole world. Jesus' friends looked at each other and then back at their teacher. There was a bittersweet ache in their throats, and they couldn't quite say why. And then something lovely happened. It wasn't the first time, and it wouldn't be the last, but it was as if the whole world around them split open. The swaying grasses and dancing clouds peeled back to show a glimpse of heaven, God's world. Like a grin, breaking open with joy, like a door creaking to reveal a room full of wonders, light and love poured out. And somehow Jesus entered in. Then he left them and was taken into God's space. Jesus' friends blinked and stared at the place where their beloved friend and teacher and rescuer had just been standing. Did they know the whole story of who they had been looking at? do we ever really know the whole story of who we are looking at? In the same simple way, God had slipped into the world in the form of a baby born to the most ordinary of girls. God was changing everything through Jesus. And nobody even realized it. Something bright and kind and beautiful was shifting in the universe and in the human hearts forever. It was like a door swung open that they didn't know had been keeping them trapped. It was like someone paid a huge, expensive bill that they couldn't afford. It was like Jesus got in a fight with death and he won. It was like Jesus had shown them how to live and love, but now was leaving so they could practice it on their own. None of our words seem quite magnificent enough to describe the mystery of what was happening in the kingdom of already and almost. Without warning, something bright and warm bubbled up in each of them. It spread and soothed their aching hearts and racing minds. It was a great joy, a great bubble of joy that seemed to carry them above the road as they made their way back to the city. Jesus was alive. Heaven was open. Something new was happening. And they got to be part of it. The word of the Lord. In our reading, the word mystery is used. In children's ministry, we often talk about the mystery of God and of Jesus. I wonder why it is so hard to understand the whole story of God and Jesus. The Bible tells us that the apostles kept looking up at the sky even after Jesus disappeared in the clouds. I wonder what they were thinking and feeling as they saw Jesus rise into the heavens. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as Jesus does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So let us be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.